Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
Stevie Ray bringing us back, the late great SRV. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Chris Bishop is our guest, a great member of our Brain Trust. He's doing a great job as one of our new folks, and he is a writer, a speaker, a futurist, and just a great thinker, folks. We're gonna benefit from his brain is every chance we get. Like today, we're talking about artificial intelligence, and Chris was gracious enough to report on an event he went to recently where they discussed artificial intelligence. And folks, you've got artificial intelligence. You're using it right now, just more in what I call the decentralized way, Chris. I call it decentralized because regular folks can use it, but yeah. But there's a centralized version of it, which is what's creating the robots, isn't it?
Well, certainly. I mean, one of the key takeaways from this event that I went to right at the Media Lab last month was she's actually this woman, Genevieve Lowe, I think is her name. She's an anthropologist and also like a senior executive at Intel. But she described this way. She said the cognitive trap, that's an interesting phrase, right?
Mm-hmm.
That we need to be aware of is that artificial intelligence is a constellation of stuff. It's like, it's not just you can say, oh, that's AI, okay, we're done. It's like, I mean, it's algorithms, it's deep learning,
see, that's,
machine learning,
that's the point,
big data.
That's the point, you know, I'm making when people hear Elon Musk complaining about, worrying about robots, as you know, Chris, I'm pointing out, hey, guys, that's not where our first problem is going to come from.
Yeah, for sure. Because that stuff's easy to control comparatively.
Yeah.
Right? We build them, we program them, we manage them, we update them, we shut them down.
And they're not in the hands of the masses yet.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, again, I love this sort of this constellation model and say, you know, it runs the gamut from AI runs the gamut from like the DeepMind instance that Google owns, right? They bought this company from this brilliant young British scientist, and it beat the world Go champion. Like, Go is this really complex Chinese board game, right?
Uh-huh.
So that's kind of the high end of it. We also have instances like Watson, IBM's Watson, which is helping oncologists at Memorial Sloan Kettering in New York sort of decipher, you know, the 1,000 papers a day that get written about any given medical topic that no human could possibly read or parse or rationalize or consume or,
right,
or manage, right? And then the other end of the spectrum is Amazon Alexa.
Mm-hmm.
And I have one sitting on my desk. She just responded. She heard her name.
Right. But that means Amazon knows everything that you're doing.
Well, they certainly have, you know.
How do you feel about that, Chris?
I don't like it. Yeah, I mean, I'm okay with most of Alexa talking to me.
Yeah.
I was at an event yesterday in New York where they, whoop, I'm going to blow her because she's talking. But just by way of saying that there's a range.
There's a wife joke in there somewhere. I'm not going to say it, though. Go ahead.
Okay, well, that'll be offline.
No, I don't want to get in trouble.
On the break.
I'm already in trouble just for saying that.
Really? Uh-oh. Too late. But, I mean, just to make people aware that, you know, AI is kind of here. Again, back to the William Gibson quote, right? I mean, and exciting applications, which for this sort of simplistic instance of it. By that, I mean, I was in a meeting yesterday in New York, and they were talking about using Alexa or these voice-activated AI devices like Google Home or whatever to help Alzheimer's patients.
Mm-hmm.
Alexa, did I take my meds today? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Bob, you took your meds this morning at 8:15. I'll remind you again at 3:15.
Mm-hmm.
Take your next, you know, that these kind of tools are going to certainly have the potential to be very beneficial and very helpful. And
it's like all technology.
Yeah.
It's a two-edged sword.
Yeah.
It's got good. It's got the good and the bad. And
yeah.
And the thing that we're trying to strike is what I call equilibrium.
Yeah.
We're trying to strike the equilibrium between the good and the bad. And the good part in terms of our lives, the good part is however it benefits us. The bad part is when it encroaches on our privacy.
Yeah, for sure. And yeah,
you mentioned one of the things you said that they talked about in the piece in the event you went to was rights and liberties in the automated world.
Yeah.
You know, I just did an interview last hour with an attorney who's filed an amicus brief on behalf of Coinbase because the IRS is suing Coinbase to make them tell the IRS about everything they know about every one of their customers.
Really? Wow.
The cryptocurrency outlet.
Right. Yeah.
And so this is an example of rights and liberties in an automated world.
Yeah. So there'll be like the Panama Papers for encrypted currencies.
Yeah. Right? So this is getting and the point I'm making, Chris, and I've been making for a long time is the government is not even close to being smart enough or fast enough to deal with these things. The technology is going right around it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's sort of a common perspective right nowadays, which exactly what you're saying. I mean, it's been for a while that sort of policy and protocols and government, you know, are behind where the technology
right.
is the kind of.
And by the time it kicks in, and they congratulate themselves in reining in a company like Coinbase, but by the time they've done that, they put them out of business, but 10 more popped up around them with the new model that was an update from the case, you know? I mean,
yeah.
But yet they took down a company.
Yeah, I think it's always a challenge. I mean, as I think of a similar model as autonomous vehicles. They're still sort of struggling with what kind of regulations to put against that new model.
Right.
And some states have got there is actually a national policy. I think Barack Obama put it in place before he left.
Yeah.
Tied to the Department of Energy, Department of Transportation. But all over the world, people are addressing these kind of challenges. I mean,
this is the world you're opening up your shop on in today, ladies and gentlemen. You've got to understand these things.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.